Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Jono from Froth once shagged a guy who preferred listening to this show. True story. Rise up with Ginny and Adam. Joy 94.9.
Know this, but I actually tried out for Big Brother this year.
Really?
I did.
Get out.
I did.
Were
and
you comfortable with your bits showing on TV?
I would love my bits to be shown on TV. I think that it's ready for my bits and pieces. Unfortunately, I didn't make it through. And what else is funnier was I can't name them, but I bumped into two other Joy presenters on the day who had also tried out for Big
Brother.
Really?
You haven't told me off air, though.
I'll tell you off air. I can't tell you on air. But one person that we do have on air right now, he won Big Brother last year. He's the cheeky larrikin that everyone fell in love with and possibly, you know, the best person to have a chat to about what it takes to be a contestant on the Big Brother. Mr. Tim Dormer himself joins us. Good morning, Tim.
Hello, guys. How are we?
Hey, Tim. I've got to say, I've got to take my hat off to you because I'm a little bit nervous about auditioning for Big Brother in case I get picked, the 1 in 4 billion chance that I do, of showing, you know, I feel a little bit vulnerable, you know. How did you get through that or work through all of that?
Yeah, it's tough work. I always say it was easier to win the show than it was to actually get on the show. You're competing against a lot less people, that's for sure. But, yeah, it's hard work. You kind of put your life on hold for a few months and you're just constantly doing these auditions and callbacks and then you got these online questionnaires and things and you just don't know. Like, you even, when you get flown up to Queensland, put into lockdown a few weeks before the show, you still don't know if you're one of these people they have on standby. And I remember going nuts though in lockdown going, just tell me, am I going to be on the show? Yeah, it's hard work. But I think there are some good tips that you can kind of, if you want to get on the show, I definitely was strategic through auditions as I played the actual game when I went into the house. So, yeah, if you want some tips, I can give you the secret.
I think there's a book that could be in the making for this.
Yeah, I should, shouldn't I? And, like, I distribute it worldwide because Big Brother's big business. Like, in India alone, I think they get 100 million viewers a night for Big Brother. So, yeah,
that is crazy.
Write the secret.
India has Big Brother, get out. Not really, yeah. Get out. Wow, I didn't even know that Sri Lanka should get Big Brother. Everyone would just get tea all night.
It's tea time.
Exactly.
Now, Tim, you were doing promo work for Big Brother up in Sydney. Any characters that you saw going through the auditions that you're looking at going, oh my goodness, they're perfect, or no, you should really go home right about now?
Yeah, there's a lot of people that rock up to Big Brother auditions and they kind of put on some crazy outfit, or I don't know, they just rock up and try and really exaggerate who they are or even play a game and try and be someone that they think the producers are looking for. You see those people and it's just really easy, I think, to kind of for the producers to turn them away because Australia doesn't want to see people who are pretending, who are acting, and it's really hard to do when you're in the house anyway. Like, I think that's what some of the housemates in my series struggled with. The pressure, if you're constantly trying to portray yourself as someone who's really nice or friendly, I don't know, you just got to be real. And so I think show your flaws on audition day. Tell them what you're afraid of. Tell them your weaknesses. Get into arguments. Get into fights. That's what I did. They love all that because that's real life.
I think
the people that catch my eye at auditions, and in Sydney you saw a few, I like the older ones.
Yeah?
I like the people who maybe aren't well suited for TV. I mean, I love TV and I've always wanted to work on it and I did some stuff before Big Brother even, so I was quite comfortable with the whole, oh, there's cameras watching us, we're on a TV show. But I really love my favourite housemates of all time, like the Reggies and Chrissy Swan, who weren't like your polished TV or radio promo team that often get onto the show, which is, they're great to watch. I'm one of them. But I love the everyday characters that, I don't know, they're just really raw and a bit messy and you fall in love with them.
Well, can't wait for this year. This year's dubbed to be bigger and better than the previous years and the previous years before that. Really can't wait for it. Before we let you go, we're going to play a quick game with you, if you don't mind. It's called Ginny's Five Questions.
Now, if you actually survive this, Tim, you get a T-shirt saying, "I survived Ginny's Five Questions."
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's like
what
a
What happens if I don't survive?
Like, you don't get a T-shirt.
Then we have to put you back in the Big Brother house.
Oh, no.
Are we ready, Tim?
Yes, I'm ready.
Question number one, what is your ringtone?
It's just a standard, like, one of the iPhone.
Oh,
yeah.
Here we go.
Boring. So when someone else is in public rings, you reach down and grab your phone and look like an idiot.
We won't hold that against you. What would you do if you were a fish?
I'd chase the shark.
Go, Nemo.
That's the first thing that came to my head, yeah.
When was the last time you cried?
I think I had a little tear coming back from the Lokis.
Really?
And I was like, wow, like, I don't know. I think...
That was the tear from Last Call, really wasn't it?
What's that?
That was the tear from Last Call, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, no, it was a really fun night. And I was like, this is what I really want to do. So, I don't Aww. Know. That's a lame answer, isn't it? But
Who would you turn gay for, Tim?
You know, I've got a big man crush on Ryan Quanten.
Oh.
True Blood, and he used to be on Home and Away.
Vinny from Home and Away. The V-Man.
Vinny. Yeah.
We won't tell you that Ginny's very good friends with Jessica Clark from True Blood, and she could probably set you up on that too.
Is she the red-headed one?
No, Jessica Clark is Lilith, who plays the, you know, the lead.
Wow.
She kind of comes out with American.
She's hot.
She
covered
is.
In blood?
Yeah, she is. She's hot covered in everything. Let's just be honest here.
Can you imagine that? You're sitting in a bar. How do you like your women? Naked. With a merkin. Covered in blood. That's how I roll.
And last question, Tim. Can you do a Sri Lankan accent?
I'll just, like,
offend
give
people.
You a little hot tip here. Most of my accents always turn out to be Indian, and I don't know. I can't do American. I can't do Irish. But I can try and do an Indian accent. India's totally different from Sri Lankan, isn't it? I've just totally racial stereotyped.
That's all right. Ginny is Sri Lankan, so after this we normally go out and pick tea with her. Anyway, Tim, thank you so much for joining us on this morning. Congrats on everything. And just quickly, what's coming up for you in 2014?
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. I guess everyone's kind of waiting around for me to disappear. They're like, oh, your 15 minutes is up, Tim. Now go away, please. But
please,
I'm just not
we don't need you to disappear. We need you to stay here.
Oh, well, I'd love it. Like, I'm just riding this wave, and I know I could fall off at any time, but I'm doing stuff with Channel 9 on today's show. They're sending me all around the country. Everyone's sending me to Thailand next week to do a few stories, so that's exciting. I'm doing bits and pieces in radio, and I've got my own show that I'm trying to get created. I don't know. It's a long, slow process, but hopefully one day, I'll be hitting the TV again with my own show. That's the plan.
Well, that sounds awesome. And if you wanted to keep in touch with Tim, jump on Twitter. His Twitter handle is @TimDormer, D-O-R-M-E-R. Tim, thank you so much for joining us. Good luck for 2014. And, keep in touch with us. You're always welcome to come and crash our party down here in Melbourne.
Thanks, guys. I'll see you soon.
Rise Up is podcasted through iTunes, Stitcher and joy.org.au/Rise Up. You're with Ginny and Adam. Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.